Y'all want to see my jellyfish?
Oh
Yeah, where
shit.
did
So
you get
now
this
we gotta
from?
see it.
Yeah,
Now we gotta see
sure.
it.
Can y'all see it?
Oh wow.
No.
No.
Yeah. You said what?
Yeah.
I said, where did you get that from?
Amazon.
Wow. It's a real jellyfish?
Nigga, that's Brent.
Nigga, you see it? You see it? You see
That nigga either
it?
just got out of jail or he's still in jail. He in a holding cell right now, still.
I thought that was somebody I ain't never met before. What's up, Camille? What's up, Brett?
Hey.
Hilarious.
Brett look all studious.
Did Brett get
Why?
like a new look? Did you? Is your facial hair different? Or oh,
Wow,
you know
y'all
what it
say that
is?
every time y'all see me.
It's a haircut. We still getting used to the haircut.
Nah, it's a low angle. We ain't never seen Brent from a like below. It's usually
Wow.
it's
It's usually
usually
like
this.
this.
So it's like tall Brent is like, hey, how you doing? Oh,
Right.
Brent, what's up, man? You know.
Oh, snap. Brent actually look cute tall. Okay.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about, man.
I
I need
never
one
noticed he had a dimple before. I never noticed Brent had a dimple
day.
because I usually just see this part
Wow.
until we're talking to him.
All right.
Now
It's
y'all
usually
doing
like, put
tricks on
that
me.
candy down, young man. Put the
Hey, Brent, if you could afford that like leg strength lengthening surgery, would you do it?
What do they do? Do they have to break your knees?
I don't know
Thought
what
about
they.
it. It sounds painful as hell, though. I thought about
Yeah.
it, though.
Yeah.
I thought about it.
You
Like
have to learn
six
how to
foot
walk
Brent.
again. You have to learn how to walk again.
Would y'all respect that as women though? Like if you knew it was artificial height and like you saw somebody that was usually on the shorter side, but now they 6'4", would it be like, ah, he got the surgery. I want an
Women be
all
with
natural
ugly
height.
dudes all the time. You think they don't care about you with your long legs now? No.
But
Let me
they'd
tell you
be
something, man.
I'm about to
because of
get the
height.
DDL. I'm getting that DDL now.
Outrageous. Outrageous.
Hell
What's the
yeah.
DDL? What's the
I don't
DDL?
care. That's
The Dominican dick lift.
I hate
Oh wait, I thought that's really what it was. It's not that?
you,
Okay.
Pat.
Whoa, I was like,
Because you know the
nigga.
first B is Brazilian, so it has to have
Yeah.
a D
Dominican.
place.
Hey, listen, after old Zimbabwe,
Dominican dick
I don't
lift is
care. I don't care
crazy.
how I lost the weight. I don't care how I get the abs. I might go ahead and get the sculpting joint right there. Just go ahead and
The
get it.
Drakes. Damn. Do
Might
y'all
go ahead and
respect
do
those? Do y'all respect
them.
those as women? Do y'all respect
No.
artificial abs and artificial height?
Artificial
Women
abs are
don't care. They'll
insane.
date
Nobody wants that.
whoever. If you got
Yeah.
money, women's standards are low, okay? Let's be honest.
The
I'm
bar
asking
is
y'all.
hell.
I'm asking y'all because like it's about like BBLs, it's like, oh, it feels real. If you felt fake abs and they were strong, y'all wouldn't it wouldn't work.
No, I don't even necessarily want real abs. Just be cool. Like, nobody
Right.
is worried
Take care
about
of me.
abs.
Love me. Care
Right.
about what I
Right.
like.
Nobody cares about that. You got Hawaiian sweet rolls. That shit looks terrible. Don't do that. Don't
They
get those.
do look like
Don't get
that.
those.
You know what would be crazy? You got this chiseled ass ab section right here, and your arms is weak as fuck. You can't even do a pull
Here, let me see your bicep muscle. Make a muscle. Let me see what you're
Relax,
working with.
I just left the gym. I'm sore right now.
No, let me
They should
see.
look
Did you
the
leave?
best then. They should look as
Right.
good as they can.
He left them muscles there.
That's not
Okay,
bad.
you look a little
Yeah.
strong. That's not bad at all.
That looked like inner thigh.
Shut up, bitch.
This nigga flexed his hamstrings. Look at these calf muscles.
Pelvis arms.
I swear we need better friends. This does nothing for our confidence.
I need better friends.
I would never do squad calves on the day I was having a bad day. It just would not be good for anybody, man. You niggas are cold hearted, bro. You niggas are cold hearted.
I've had squad cast turn some of my days around sometimes.
Well, hey, let's see what it does now. Show us your arms, Patrick.
Wow.
I look like SpongeBob.
What?
You know when SpongeBob was trying to be buff?
Oh, okay. You got a little muscle. Go ahead.
It's coming in. It's coming in. You know what I'm saying?
That
Okay.
nigga
You can push the
passing.
table, maybe.
It's not the. First of all, that looks fucking crazy.
Crazy.
But I mean, it's about the density, right? Not the. Camille just said that was outdated. Camille just said that abs and muscles is outdated. So,
Why do
They're
y'all have biracial
outdated.
arms? Why are your arms black and white? It's black, it's white.
Damn, they are.
Barber
It's
tape.
weird. It's a weird. Damn, that's crazy. Look, light skin
It's
black, dark
white.
skin white.
It's
My
black.
light skin
God,
black,
bro.
dark skin
Light
white.
skin black.
I
Dark
was not
skin
ready for the
white. It's like
hook.
a Milano cookie.
Dark skin
My
white.
God.
Damn, I gotta get in the sun.
How was everybody weekend, yo?
It was cool.
Good.
Good.
Everybody
Brand
just
money.
good.
I'm mad y'all
We
didn't
could
want to see
all.
my arms. Y'all didn't want to see my arms?
It's okay, Brent.
Yeah,
We
bring
could
them
imagine.
out. It's okay, Brent. You
We
ain't
could
got nothing to
imagine.
prove, Brent.
You can hear the squeaky toy noise. I've never practiced that
Okay, come on, Britt. Show us. Show us.
Yeah.
Show us. Show us your.
Y'all want to see? Okay. Okay,
Dang, Britt
I'm
got
in
bigger
third
muscles
place.
than both y'all.
That was actually very impressive. Wait, but he has darker lighting. He had the lighting for all of
No,
the.
because Britt been picking up girls bigger than him his whole life, so he got more muscles than you, Pat.
No, nah, but you know
That
when you're in a
nigga.
dark room, the definition is different. Hang on.
Not only.
Nope, worse.
Man, get that
No,
bullshit out of
not
here.
worse.
Less. Less.
I'm
Your
the
tennis
angle.
ball turned into a ping pong.
Come
Nope.
on. Wait, I'm gonna get the angle. Here's
No.
this.
Okay, now that angle looks different. That angle does look like it's
Yeah.
on some shit right there. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah.
They're
Wait,
lacking
let
in
me.
that angle. Yeah.
No, Brent got
No, you
bigger
should have started
muscles.
from there.
There it
There
go.
it
There it go.
go.
Put the t-shirt over half of it, because without the t-shirt, then we see all of it, and
Hey,
that's just not good.
do 20 push-ups real quick. Maybe that'll help.
Me?
No,
Fuck
Pat,
you.
yeah, go ahead. Do real quick, Pat.
Fuck y'all. That ain't gonna end anywhere good for me.
That's not anywhere good for
This is
me.
the setup. All right, no, I'm doing push-ups for the rest of the day,
Oh
though.
man,
What about
they're
y'all? Do
under.
y'all care if women have auntie arms?
Oh,
Hell
not if
no.
she can cook with them.
Oh.
Man.
Not if she
I mean,
can cook with them.
obviously, why you got auntie arms? You can't cook. That's
Right.
terrible.
Sometimes you
I'm
can just
there.
eat with them. Sometimes you eat good cooking. That don't mean you can do good cooking.
Nah, that's false advertising. You could sue
Right.
for that.
Oh, if you have the arms and you can't
Taking to
cook?
court.
Yeah.
No, yeah, you going to
Yeah.
court. You going to
That's worse
jail.
than makeup.
That's worse than
That's that is like that's faking to your soul. I would be so
Yeah,
upset.
nah, that's crazy.
Hold on, man. I'm choppy as hell right now. Let me see if I can sign out and come right back in.
Yeah, tell
Let
Miss
me do
Bertha
it.
she need to upgrade to fiber because her
I
Wi-Fi is
know.
terrible.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it for. Hold on. Let me just get up out of here real
Wait, how
quick.
you
Hold
gonna have
on.
an old lady and you ain't help her with her internet? That just make no sense.
Hilarious.
Well, I mean, y'all know that St. Louis has bad Wi-Fi all throughout. When I was out there, I left and came back to LA because I had to upload something. I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious. I'm dead. After here, I had like something really important to do. I tried it at where we were staying. I went to the library. I went to a Starbucks. I went to like a Panera, and it was the Wi-Fi and the internet is so bad in St. Louis. I flew home. I really
That is
did. I had
crazy.
to, it was a really important deadline.
Bro, I don't know what was going on, bro. Sometimes it just don't be working out here. I promise you. You know what's
That's
crazy? Is
crazy.
T-Mobile hit me up with a message like 4 days ago. And it was like, yo, get home internet, high speed internet for $25 a month. I'm like, yo, that's a deal. And then 2 days later, they hit me up. Sorry about that error in that message earlier. It's actually $35 a month. We'd love for
Wow.
you to try it out. I was like, oh, you niggas is diabolical.
That can't be an error.
Right.
Wasn't it an
Right.
image? Didn't it say that within an image?
Now it was in a text.
That's
It was just in a
crazy.
text.
You finna get
Yeah.
scammed.
The
That sound
what?
like a
Right.
scam. You getting scammed. $25
Somebody in
for
India
internet?
is about to give you internet,
To,
all right.
right.
I didn't sign up for it. I didn't sign up. I
You
wasn't at home yet. But I think I might already have T-Mobile though, honestly. I'm not even sure.
If you already have T-Mobile and you're getting T-Mobile text, you're getting scammed, boss.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. It's because the internet at home isn't in my name, but I just signed up for T-Mobile, not Wi-Fi, but the service, cellular service, because I switched from, who was I with? I forgot who I was with, but I left because they didn't have enough data for what I needed to do. So I switched to T-Mobile because the price was better. So they just like, oh, why don't you get everything?
I got some money for you. So here, just give me your checking account real quick, and then we can send it to slide it right over.
Live on the show. Here.
That nigga Brent Arms look nice because we've been fighting niggas off his whole life in jail.
Oh, damn.
No.
Your teeth been fighting your gums their whole life.
Hey, Brent, do you notice?
It's a loser battle. It's a loser battle.
Brent, do more women talk to you with this look or when you had hair?
Hey, that's crazy. That's crazy. Both, yeah. Both.
There's no difference then.
Yeah, it ain't really no difference. Somebody hollered at me last night or something. I was in a store. The chick was in a car, was yelling at me, Brent Tyler. Like, you know what I mean? I just came out with her. I didn't even know that she recognized me type shit.
Meanwhile, it was her baby mama.
But the hair was wild. I felt like I was different when I had the hair.
This nigga began on the. Go ahead. We both jumped on it.
She saw that nigga walking out the store in them light up shoes. She was like, "Is that Brick?"
Oh, sketches.
Is that Brent over there? Yeah.
You
stupid.
Oh, damn.
Well, listen, this is about as good a spot as any for us to jump right into the first topic of the day. But before we do, want to give a shout out to our special guest in the building. We got Mr. Brent Taylor back in the building. We also got Camille Waters in the building. Shout out to the OG Squad. We got Patrick Cloud, Meg Scoop. I'm to hear more. We're going to jump into this first topic right after this.
Look, you've got weight loss goals, all right? And this summer is finally the time to actually hit those goals. Weight Loss by Hims is designed to support you every step of the way, all right? And now Hims offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen, so you can lose the weight and keep it off. With Wegovy at Hims, lose up to 20% of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise, all right? It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep that weight off, baby, all right? Plus, Wegovy is the first ever GLP-1 pill for weight loss, so there are no needles needed, all right? Through Hims, everything happens online. It's simple. You'll connect with your licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there, all right? Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, all right? With a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hims makes it simple to find a weight loss approach that fits into your world and your wallet, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosages changes as needed. So are you ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/squad to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. All right, that's Hims, HIMS.com/squad, SQUADD, all right? Hims.com/squad. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit Hims.com.
First topic of the day we have, would you rather have a housemaid versus a personal assistant?
Okay, so the housemaid can't do personal assistant stuff and vice versa?
I mean, the housemaid's mainly there for, I mean, they might do a little cooking, a lot of cleaning, maybe tending to the kids, you know, the small things like that. If you have that, that's for more so for Meg and Camille. Brent's daughter actually puts him to bed. So the personal assistant, she was like, Dad, son's getting real old, big guy.
Brent's like, it's 8:30, uppie. You know what time it is? To the PlayStation.
Yeah, the housemaid would do the cooking and the cleaning and the folding, sweeping and all that type of stuff. Personal assistant would do, you know, making phone calls, emails, running to grab items for you, errands, you know, taking meetings, that type of stuff. So completely different work.
I feel like housemaids are for big houses, you know?
Like it's, I got a housemaid in my apartment. Like
you got a two bedroom and they're just across the apartment, just like, you need anything else? It's like, no, you can go home early, I guess. But
if she get paid for the whole day, she's staying the whole day, my nigga. I don't care. Sit down and watch the show with me. But when you staying all day,
so you don't even got a quarter.
I might want to be DJ 30 minutes before she leave. I need that.
Wait, does the house help also cook?
Yeah.
Oh, this is easy for me.
But then she's just gonna sit down and look at you while you eat. Like she don't got nowhere to go after. Well, no,
I got a balcony. I got a balcony. She can sit down.
Now she outside.
Yeah, she gotta take a break. Did she take her break when I'm eating?
She's hanging off the balcony. Like the hanging.
Need anything hanging extra on the balcony. Mr. Moore, do you need... I'm just kidding.
Watch out!
See, I didn't even need to give her that accent.
You did it. You did it.
I didn't need to give her that accent.
Mr. Moore.
Low key, though, if you had to pick the race of your housekeeper, I want an abuela. I feel like they just don't... They gonna do everything with love way better than any other race. I found this out when I did this cruise. If a cruise... like a 5-day cruise or something like that hits like an American tourist destination, like, you know, Hawaii or maybe even Puerto Rico or something like that, the staff has to be a certain percentage of American as well, right? Or American slash English speaking. But for the most part, American. And so the cruise that went on, they said that they did Hawaii 1 year. And that the staff was just trash, just not attentive, slow, not nice and personable. It was just, they said,
they're
we would
American?
Never go back. Yes, she said, they said they would never do like Hawaii or something like that again, because the staff, it really makes a difference who you have staffing those ships. And I can absolutely believe it.
I would do Asian too. Like I would do Asian, like Filipino, Thai, even Indian, yeah.
I get a black lady, because black ladies gonna have your back. They be like answering the door. Who is it?
Okay, wait. No. What kind of black lady? A foundational black American lady, Caribbean lady, an African.
But a black lady gonna probably make. Black lady might make the best food though.
Yeah. I know, but which black lady are you talking about? From which area?
I ain't doing no black lady. Black.
You not doing no black lady?
I ain't doing no black lady.
I get close to home.
No, because she gonna feel like she my mama and she could talk to me any type of way after a little while. She'd be like, see, that's your problem. All right, bitch, you fired. Because you ain't, what you not gonna do is tell me anything's my problem when I'm finding a chance. I am Mr. Moore. Not that's your problem.
I would do an African older lady too. I would have an African older lady.
But I think I'm doing personal assistant.
Ooh.
One, because like Patrick said, I got an apartment. Did you change your name to Patrick Coggles?
It was taken. What is that? I mean, it was free. It freed up.
Okay.
It's my stage name.
I said, what is happening?
Nigga, Brent didn't know how to mute his Zoom. He up there.
No, he took his video. He meant to press mute, but he took the video off instead.
Hey, stop talking to your babysitter. We can hear you.
Yeah. That's his parole. That's his parole officer. No. I promise I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I haven't been in that neighborhood anymore. Man, you lost his name. That's hilarious. Look at
poopy
your name.
Head. Really? Poopy head.
Poopy head.
I was wondering how long it was going to take for you to see your name as Patrick Poopyhead.
Damn. That's my PH is my initials too. I'm glad my fifth graders, like my elementary school people, didn't know that. PH Poopyhead.
Poopyhead.
Damn. Hey, y'all are good friends for kicking Brent.
I thought he lost his tablet privileges. They like, nah, you revoked. You got your privileges revoked, sir. All the internet time you get for today.
Who told you to get up for the table?
Yeah. Don't they have tablet times in jail?
Yeah.
Do they?
You only get a certain amount of time.
They get tablets in there.
All right, 12:25, Brent.
Tablet time gone.
But Cocoa Melon starts at 12:30. All right, my bad. What were we talking about?
An assistant. Camille said she thinks she would go with a good assistant anyway.
Yeah. And the assistant can order like house cleaning. You can have the assistant like schedule cleaning of your house. And I live in an apartment, so I can't have another lady at my house all the time.
That'd be a lot.
And here cleaning 800 square feet.
But wait, what? I don't, hold on. But what, that wouldn't your assistant be at your house like that too?
Doesn't have to
no,
be.
No, she can work from home.
I know, but your cleaning person, if they came every day, they wouldn't be there all day every day unless you had that much space to clean. You would book them based on what needs to be cleaned. So if it's like, oh, I want them here every day, you're here for 2 hours each day. You're cleaning something different every day.
Yeah, that's true. You won't need them all every day of the week. But trust and believe, every day she comes, it's going to be something to clean. Because you trust
right.
me.
Right, but you don't book people. You don't book them baseboards. On...
Baseboards, yeah.
You got to do them baseboards. Baseboards, the door around the handle where people are always touching it, people always forget to clean that.
That's, until people that's come a over, deep just, clean. You can get a deep clean every 2 weeks. I feel like a personal assistant, you need stuff every single day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's just the day to that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah. What would y'all have your assistant do for y'all?
Literally everything. I feel like organization mostly, but the reason why every assistant I've had it didn't really work out is because I'm so peculiar or particular about everything I do. So
why me and Camille laugh at the same?
Peculiar? Well, I am that.
No, no. The fact when you was like every assistant I've had has never worked out, and me and her playing
because you. Haters. I mean, I didn't even give you enough information. I didn't even give you enough information to laugh at. So that's just straight hate. But
no,
I don't know how to delegate.
Because
I
know you, Pat. I'm like, oh yeah, I know why I ain't working out. Like, I'm supposed to be helping you. You didn't even respond to my text.
No, it's not that. I just don't know how to delegate.
I believe it.
I can't be like, hey, hold on.
I used to have a problem with that. Brennan actually set me down and helped me get my stuff together during COVID because I was like doing so much and I was running myself ragged. And he had to sit down, like, all right, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to pass this off to this person, this person, this person. You come to me for this. And yeah, because I had the same problem. Didn't know how to delegate. I always felt like I just need to do it so I can make sure it get done right. But he helped me a lot with that. But I completely understand. Let me text Brent, see if he's coming back.
Ask his mom if he let have his tablet back.
It's in the wall, in the face back. In the corner. I can be back in 15 minutes, guys. Gotta serve this timeout real quick.
Serve a timeout is crazy.
Yeah, I'm not good at delegating, so I wouldn't... I feel like for me, I would rather take care of all my house stuff than I can take care of all of the things that I need to take care of that is like an assistant would take care of.
But an assistant can book a cleaning though.
Right.
But wait, in this instance, can they do that too? Because that kind of defeats the purpose in to here.
Well, why would a maid get you a personal assistant?
No. I'm saying does this also include cleaning? Does the personal
they can like book like the hourly cleaning people, but that person's not gonna cook your meals. That person's not gonna do the laundry and fold the stuff for the kids. This person's not gonna look after the kids or take them outside. Like a housemaid, I think, has more responsibilities than just cleaning. And the cleaning person that their assistant could call and schedule for you is only going to do that.
I'm just too picky about my house. Like, I feel like growing up, my mom would get somebody to clean the house, and I'd have to clean before she got there, before the cleaning person got there.
Why do we do that?
Because we don't want them to think we trifling. You know what I'm saying? Right. When our cleaning lady came, because we had one when we were in Glendale, And Ferengis would try to do it. I'm like, no, fuck that. Let her earn all this money. I don't want it to look bad. So we're like, we tell her we just got back from a trip. Hey, we just got back. Shit is everywhere. We apologize. That works every time. But we did that every time you came. Every 2 weeks, we're like, we just got back in from Canada. It was
Dang,
crazy.
y'all never be here.
Y'all ran a
Y'all
play.
never be here.
Y'all
How
ran
is it
a
so messy? Y'all never here.
Right.
We wait last minute to pack. You know, there's stuff everywhere.
Like, these people travel a lot.
But this cocaine
Damn.
ain't gonna sell itself. So,
I had two cleaners like secretly laugh at me, and I heard them. And now I straighten up. Now I straighten
Wait,
up
what
my
did they
way. All
say?
right, I mean, before, I don't want y'all to think I'm just a disgusting person, but
Oh,
this was a.
we're looking at your room, so
My room isn't disgusting. It's just,
it's
it
not
has
disgusting, but
clutter.
it's definitely not pristine. It's
Well, I mean,
busy. It's a
it's
little
clean.
busy.
It's busy, but it's very. I'm not a disgusting person, but
Yeah,
in
no.
this particular time, fresh new apartment, had some money for some cleaners, and there was like a little trash can I had in my kitchen that was full of contraceptives, and I guess I forgot to. It was a good amount.
You?
Used.
What? Why
Used.
was there so
Used.
many?
Just because, I mean, it was, you know the little trash
Oh, are
can
you
by your
talking
toilet?
about like condoms or are you talking about like birth control pills? Like the case? You said
Condoms.
contraceptives. I'm sorry. I just. It's not.
Condoms,
It's,
right?
wait, is the condom not a contraceptive? You
I'm sorry.
assume
I
birth
was thinking.
control?
Sorry, when I hear usually people just say condom. That's why. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry I was being a little witty because I'm telling an X-rated not safe for work. I don't know. These niggas be talking about what the wild shit I say and they at work. Contraceptive, all right? Yes, a bunch of used cummy condoms, Meg. You good? You
You
good with
don't have to
that?
say all that. Just say condoms. We're
And
all grown here. We know what a condom is.
they giggled at me. And I and then and then they went into the kitchen and got gloves and stuff. And I was like, oh, I just felt so ashamed as a person.
Went and got gloves.
So
It's
now,
okay.
I do a whole layer of straightening up, and then I'm like, yeah, this is the dirty stuff, you know?
I was so wondering. I was waiting for you to say that it came from your bedroom trash can, and you did the dump into the bigger trash can. Because I'm like, who walks all the way in the kitchen with the condom soggy, and then just like, yeah, this is where it goes.
No,
Like,
I
who?
never touched it. I never touched it. It was my bathroom trash.
Okay, and you dumped that one in your kitchen.
No, I didn't do anything.
So
They
when
were
did they
in my
see this had it?
bathroom,
It was just
oh,
there.
they were in the back.
Lab.
Okay.
And I was
I
like,
thought you saying that they saw it in the kitchen trash can, and that's why I was like,
nah.
why was you throwing it away in there? That's
Nah, I
weird.
was
That's a
like,
weird
dang,
place.
he's
Nigga, I
like,
didn't know that
oh,
type of
he
stuff.
gets some ladies? What? Sorry, Pat.
Megan thought she was on birth control. She thought
That was the
no,
birth
I thought
control.
it was the ladies that was
He
like
got a
doing, they
cabinet
like
full
threw
of
away.
Plan
That's why
Bs.
I had so many questions. That's because I thought they threw away their birth control pill pack in there. I'm like, wait, what?
I don't think that's ever happened to me in the history of manhood. I
Taking
don't
me a
think
couple
anyone's
seconds.
ever
Sorry.
tossed their birth control in my trash can.
All right, well, you know what? Let's just put it to a vote, man. Y'all going with this housemaid or y'all going with the personal assistant?
Personal assistant.
Personal.
Personal assistant. Me and my 800 square
Housemaid.
feet.
Yeah, Meg, I knew you was gonna go with that housemaid. You'd be a
You'd
fool not to. You'd be a
be a
complete fool
fool.
not to.
Because her
Yeah.
personal assistant would just be like, all right, 8 a.m., be boring. 9 a.m., be boring. Make sure you make your 10 p.m. boring. All right, I'm going home. You
Make your 10 p.m.
oh my
boring,
gosh.
so you got a boring 6 p.m. coming up.
We got a full day of nothing on your
I'm
two
glad you
p.m.
guys think I
nag.
don't have a job. Thank you.
Yeah, we know you do, but you know, still boring though. You don't have no music playing. Meg works in complete silence. I can see her working in silence or working to like people praying. She has audio of just people praying and then split.
Damn.
Dear Father
Actually,
God,
funny
please
enough, I
help.
don't like any sound. I think it's because I have ADHD, so if I hear it's too many outputs and inputs coming in, I just need quiet so I can focus.
I don't mind silence
I
sometimes.
pray for those kids every day because I just feel like they're growing up so
They're
bored.
doing excellent, okay? They're very well adjusted. They're super smart. My 4-year-old can read. All
Yeah.
right. My
She'd
7-year-old.
rather read on her own than have you read a story to her. That says a lot about
That's every kid that it's for.
No.
They don't know that. Oh, they're independent. They want to do it themselves. So shut up. You try to make it funny. And it's not funny because it's actually a fact. For all 4 year olds, they rather read themselves. Even if they can't read, they're going to try to read.
Hey, you want me to take you in to read the story? No, 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 no. I'm good. I do it myself.
She does prefer her father over me, though, but I'm not even mad at it. I'm like, yes, go get your dad.
Hey, get your break. Get your break in. Have you get your break in?
Your daddy. All right, well, everything.
Looks like a personal assistant has it on that one. We're going to jump into this next topic without Brent right after this.
Look, man, August is the perfect time to hit reset before autumn rushes begin, all right? And honestly, I can't think of a better place to start than my closet. That's why I love shopping at Quince, because Quince is all about fewer, better pieces. Their clothes are made with premium material, built to last, and designed to become the ones you reach for every day. Quince specializes in everyday staples that work harder, all right? Like their ultra soft organic cotton tees and premium Mongolian cashmere sweaters, all right? I'm talking about soft. They're versatile, timeless, and transition seamlessly from a casual workday to dinner out. If you're still hanging on to the same worn out basic, Quince makes it easy to upgrade, all right? They have premium denim and tailored chinos from just $60 with the kind of perfect fit, structure, and high quality fabric you'd expect from a luxury designer brand. Everything at Quince is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, all right? Now that's a deal. They work directly with ethical factories and cut out the middleman, so you're paying for high quality, not brand markup. When I tell you that these are high quality, don't just take my word for it, all right? My homie Tahir, he got one of those travel bags, and look at him. He looks so happy. This is his new favorite travel bag. He's not going anywhere without it. He can't even put it down. And it's not just the bags and the clothing, right? Quince has become a go-to for everything high quality, bedding and bath essentials too. Premium cookware and travel hacks. Upgrade your everyday, all right? Download the Quince app for app exclusive offers or go to quince.com/squad, all right, to get free shipping on your order and 365 days for returns, all right? And it's now available in Canada and the UK too, all right? That's quince.com/squad, SQUADD.
Second topic of the day, we have, would you rather have narration during sex versus celebration music after? Versus. Every time, celebration music after.
We get to pick the music?
No.
No.
Oh,
what's the song that you hate, Pat? Like,
oh,
like,
these are bad things? So the narration's bad?
No. The narration, I'm going to tell you, like, so it's the narration will be done by somebody that you would never want to, like, talk to, or, like, you don't like that, like RFK. I would never want to.
Oh,
like,
oh gosh.
These are terrible things.
I know. And so my celebration music, the anthem music would be, like, Love by Keisha Cole. And I hate that song. So it's never going to be a song that you like. It has to be a song that's like the bane of your existence.
It plays in full or just like during a certain period after the sex, like the wind down?
It plays in full.
Well, I mean.
Well, what do I have to like sit there and just listen to it? I can like go about my business.
Nah, it is wherever room you at, you hear it clearly. You know how
right, but I'm saying I don't have to just like sit and listen to it. I could go.
No, no, no.
And it's but after, it's after.
And everybody
sex,
hears
the
it.
Song?
Yeah.
I'm finna
the
be
song
sweet.
Is after. Yeah, the song.
What are we talking about? I'm going
not anymore.
It's loud. It's loud. It's what's loud. The song that you hate, Camille? What's the song that you hate?
Oh, most anything by Jason Derulo is too much. I don't know.
Jason Derulo.
He has a song where Jason Derulo is the lyrics?
Yeah, yes, a lot of them. A lot of them. He said that, the like, lyrics. Most of them.
He would do it in his drops, too. He would do it a lot of times in his drops. So he would say it like that. So, yeah. Hello, Brent.
Dang, nice Brent, what happened? iPad time is done at the block.
We went to a darker room.
We're finna put you on a t-shirt. Free my man, Brent.
My bad, I had to move. My bad, I had to do something real quick. My bad.
Are you like? Is it candlelight? What is? It looks like,
he had to go to the cell. You hear? It's all echoey. He had to move to his cell. That.
It's like a feather pin.
I couldn't tell if you were looking down at us. It felt like you were looking at the iPad like this at first. Are you sitting down right now? What's happening? What's this position?
What is happening?
Is that a window? Just open the window, Brent.
Wow, it's not a window, it's a wall.
Oh, okay.
This nigga's doing it in the gangway of the stairwell. That is the stairwell. I can tell by that echo. It ain't a piece of furniture able to bounce off of.
You ain't in San Francisco.
Yes, he is. Alcatraz.
That nigga's in a candlelit hallway in the 1800s.
He had to go to the past to do this thing.
The past. So Brent, the question, this is the second topic. The question is, would you rather have narration during sex versus celebration music after? The celebration music is a song that you don't like. It's something that you absolutely hate. And whoever would narrate your sexual exploits would be somebody that you hate to hear their voice to.
Can I hear them while I'm doing it?
Oh, you hear all of it. It's
and everybody hears everything.
Yeah, it's a play-by-play.
Give me the music.
So what's a song that you absolutely hate, though, Brent?
Give me the music.
What's a song? You got to pick a song. We got to know the song before you pick the music. Because we got to make it real.
Baby Shark.
Don't want
to. He's like, I'm so sick of this.
I hate all the short songs. So it's like, if they would have played Don't Want No Short,
damn, that would be terrible after sex.
That would be crazy.
Don't want no short, man. That's hilarious.
I just don't want the distraction. I feel like the narrator would piss me off during, and if something funny happens, I'm just gonna start laughing. So yeah. Like, do whatever afterwards. She could like the song.
Looks like Patrick has finished the game early while his opponent is still warming up.
It's so commentating.
Awkward.
It's commentating?
It's the commentator and the narrator. Yeah. All right. And pulling down the
breeches. As Patrick tries to lift up the lady, he falls backwards. And she said it's okay. She didn't shame him. But she picked him up instead.
Oh, whoopsie daisy. Nice. Yeah. Look at his Snickers. He's got on the boy shorts again. Seems to be a personal favorite of his. This is the third time this week he's rocked those bad boys.
Yeah, I would do that. Give me that.
Wait, hey, Pat, have you ever worn your own cloudy shorts?
No. What? What, you asked that like I was going to be like, yeah, a couple times.
But they're yours. You might have been like, yeah, I got them. You know, I tried them one time or two.
They're for women.
Meg chooses violence, bro.
They're yours.
Meg chooses violence, bro. You wild.
You might have tried them on and be like, I do think they're very nice.
That's crazy.
They feel nice.
The casual do you cross dress. But it's your brand.
Not. They're short.
They're boy shorts. They are booty shorts.
Boy shorts.
Booty shorts. That's crazy. Mm. No, I have not.
I don't know if I'll trust them. I don't know if I can buy them then. I don't know if I trust
right.
you.
How are you selling a product you never tried?
I don't know if
on?
I trust
That's crazy.
You.
Why would y'all buy it? Seeing my ass in it.
I'd be like, okay.
Like, I feel like
you ain't got to use it as an ad.
Then you don't believe in your own product. It's not a product
right.
you stand by.
You...
Right. Y'all would never chat that to a drug dealer. You're like, let me see you smoke some crack first.
Right. Exactly.
I used to smoke with my weed man all the time. You always smoke with your weed. If he won't smoke with you, you'd be like, oh, what's up with this?
That would be crazy if I was like directing the photo shoots in them. Like, all right, so can we get a deep squat?
I feel like you would wear them with some long tube socks.
What if he did an ad for like built for a woman, strong enough for a man, sort of.
Sort of.
With the boy shorts.
Sound like you're missing out on money. Hey, you're leaving money on the table.
That's so funny. Cap probably do not fill out them shorts. I don't want them. Never mind.
That's it. You wouldn't fill out them shorts, Meg. What you talking about?
I got a whole lot of junk. Don't play with me.
Hell no.
I don't have. Whoa. Your girl has been squatting a lot for the last year and a half. I got a big old booty, so don't even. I'm not going to sit here and show everyone because I am a modest lady.
No one was asking.
We would lose my
No one was.
I got a big old booty. Don't. I'm not.
No
I'm not.
No one. No, we listen. We just going to take your word on it. We just, we don't, yes, we don't want them approved.
Take my word. You your girl floss, been squatting, okay?
If you want to floss, though, that's on it, you know?
Ew, Britt, that's our sister.
No.
So we got to tell her how she doing. We
got to tell her. Britt in jail for real.
Yeah. Britt in jail locked up for a while. He's like,
I'll
yeah,
take anything.
Have you seen mama's titties, though? If she got mama's titties with that ass, she...
All right, we doing it. I believe.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what, Patrick in them shorts.
Meg, what's a song that you absolutely hate, no. Meg?
I don't want to say it because I feel bad that it's, I don't like it.
Why? You don't like what you don't like? I don't feel bad about
it. Because it's the singer. I don't like how the singer has a, he has that kind of a voice. And I don't like it. He's got like a,
oh, John Legend.
He has, no, well, I think he does, but the singer I'm talking about does that, and I don't want to say that about him because he seems like a really nice man, and I don't want to.
That's just a personal preference. That's what I thought, Jacquees.
No, well, him too, but no, wasn't.
Brent and Jacquees got in a little fight one time. That shit was hilarious. It sounded like two action figures clacking together. It was like,
do you have a noise gate on or something? Has to.
Was that
your inhaler?
Absolutely silent.
That was like silent comedy. Like,
did you just have two inhalers fighting each other?
Oh, I have my. This is crazy. I have my inhaler and my vape fighting each other.
They are fighting each other.
I want his breath. No, I want his breath.
Why don't you just smoke albuterol? That makes a lot more sense.
If they made it as something as cool as a vape, I would. I had that little inhaler stick with me all the time.
Oh, there you go. New idea alert. Somebody put it in a vape pen.
Yep. Roll your inhaler in a backwood.
Roll your inhaler in a backwood.
You hear that little.
Oh. I gotta land today at LA at 12 a.m. I'm gonna see. I'm gonna test one of my friendships to see if somebody come pick me up.
Why don't you tell them now so they can prepare?
Test.
I put a couple fillers out there. Like, man, it's gonna be crazy tonight when I land.
Camille, Brent, and Pat. He trying to tell y'all something.
Right. This sounds like a soft launch of asking for a favor. Like, hello. You just slide this in here.
Hey man, trying to lock in that squad like, cast for the next 3 weeks. What we try to
come pick like, the boy up.
Hey, there's this dope ass app. It's called Lyft, bro. I gotta show you. I gotta tell you about it, bro.
I got 25% off right now. I got you.
I'm gonna have to get probably a black truck though, cause I got this big ass box of merch, and I tried to ship it back. And they were talking about like with the insurance, they were talking about like $188 for the shipping.
Why you can't just put it in a regular trunk of a car? It's only gonna be you.
At the LAX, you would need a black. You gotta walk anyway.
Yeah, you gotta walk. Black truck is the only way that you can get it to come out and pick you up right at the other. Otherwise, I have to walk all the way or get on that bus. I got two suitcases.
LAX,
a backpack, a tote, and this big ass 40-pound box. So I was like, I'm not finna be. Yeah.
LA exit is a whole separate travel once you land.
God,
and get it.
Bro. Yeah. It is like, the worst.
I don't know who set that up, but it's like.
I understand. Like, it's the best that they can get and they offer right now until that tram gets on. When the tram gets up and going, it's gonna make it a lot easier.
It's
but right
still
now,
not up. I thought it was gonna be up and running for FIFA.
They said it's gonna be up for the Olympics.
Does Uber charge more for having larger hits?
Next year, 2028.
Does Uber charge you more for hip room?
Why is he it's about the, it like that?
It's about the saying that they would charge you when you don't bring your car seat. So if you don't have your booster with you, there.
It's like an Uber wide.
Damn it! This nigga caught the rebound and laid it up so smoothly, bro. I didn't know these niggas was on tees, bro. Patrick, you're an adult. Why are you playing with toddlers? This makes no sense whatsoever.
That'd be crazy if the Uber driver pulled up and they're like, "Oh no, no, no! You have to get an Uber wide. It's not a
listen." Y'all remember the rapper chick? They did that too. The heavyset rapper chick. And he was like, "No." He said, "My car can't take that. You gotta order something bigger." She sued him
because what? She had a big butt.
No, no, no. She had a big
gut.
Everything.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But and he was driving like a Prius. It was a little car.
Yeah, I don't
but
know why
XL.
She. Wait, was there multiple people trying to get in it, or was it just her?
No,
it was just her.
What? Damn. Yeah, I would have sued him too. You better put this big body in that little car.
All three seats.
Right.
How big was she though? How big was she though?
Yeah, I find a picture. All right, well, let's put it to a vote while I find this picture because man got a hard out, guys. So what y'all
no,
going with?
I don't have to leave it at all anymore. I don't have to leave it.
Bye. Okay.
What are we doing? What are we?
We're judging on the narration of your sex, play by play and narration, versus the celebration song after. But both of them are things that you don't want, like the voice of the person, somewhere you don't want, and the celebration song is something that you hate.
Celebration song.
Celebration song.
Unless you getting it in, then you'd be like, yeah, narrate that.
Touchdown,
and he finishes.
I'm definitely going to narrate. I mean, I'm going the song as well.
Yeah, I'm going with the music, bro. I'm going with the music.
Got to.
Okay. All right. There it is, Meg. What you going with?
The music as well.
Okay.
Meg, you never told us what song you hate.
Oh, this is so bad. Lord, don't judge me.
I'm so nosy.
Marvin Sapp never would have made it.
Well, who the hell trying to hear that after sex anyway?
That's what he said. No, he said a song you don't like.
Well, then we would
that
all
would be crazy.
But context-wise, that would make it a terrible song.
Either way, I don't like it. I just never would have made it. I'm sorry.
Is this not?
Wow.
Okay.
It's not a remix.
All right, my bad.
Not the remix.
Always got to take it there.
Damn. Always. Why y'all surprised? After that, man, we done known each other for 10 years. Why you surprised?
I just thought after you made those bad decisions to put them guns on your back, you would just be better.
I'm sorry.
That was 20 years ago. Some things never change.
Okay.
What is this? Oh, yeah. That's
she could have still got in the Prius.
I mean.
No. Man, you would have to push both the seats up, then. Where the driver going
to
be?
Okay. She not. No. The front. Maybe the first seat, the passenger seat, he got to pull up. But that's
no,
fine.
Man. She's definitely going to have to sit on the back bench. She's not in one seat.
Okay. So she's
there.
Taking up the. Okay. So.
They both had a case, pretty much. They both had.
No. He could have fit her in there.
I think he was saying it more so like for the well-being of his car, though. I think that he was saying like he said his car couldn't handle it.
If your car, honestly, that doesn't even make sense.
It says the girl lawyered up after a Lyft driver said she was too big to fit his car, and I think he said something about like, yeah, my car can't handle it or something like that. But since then she started losing weight though, not solely because of that, but did she win?
Is the question.
Yeah, I think she won.
She should. You can't discriminate on that. I'd be like, look, ma'am, you're gonna be uncomfortable. Come on in.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what you signed up for.
We're gonna jump into this next topic.
Right after this.
Last topic of the day we have. Whoa. Would you rather only eat all your meals from a strip club versus a gas station? Now,
we're not in the city.
This strip club can be one of the better ones, right? This gas station can be one of the better ones. Quick Trip has a lot of options. Quick
So is
Trip has their
Wawa.
own, they got their own Wawa too. Wawa has a lot of options too. And what's the other one in the South?
Pilot or something?
No, nah, not Pilot.
Bucky's.
Yeah.
Bucky's don't have, well.
Bucky's
okay,
got
so wait,
everything.
hold on. So is this, and this is any gas station or like one gas station?
Any gas station. Because if
but
you
every time you go,
travel,
it's a different gas station.
Yeah,
can
yeah.
this,
Different gas
can
station
you
and a
take
different
this?
circle. What was that?
Can you take this Chip Club food to go?
I was
Gas
gonna say,
station
you gotta eat it there.
You gotta enjoy it in the atmosphere.
Well, so wait, so no, you can't Postmate the strip club?
Oh no, baby, no. We gotta see you going in there with the pajama pants on, Pat, with no drawers on. We gotta see you going.
That
in
happens at Magic City all the time in Atlanta. They have a line
the
for
food
the
is good
wings.
The food is good.
The food is good there. Food is good.
They have a line for the wings, and then they have a line over here. Like if you're trying to get into the strip club.
So do we have to pay to get in?
Side, but
we,
you just it,
nah,
there's a little
you
window
wouldn't.
so you can like see everything, but you like in the line to get your food and then you leave.
Yeah.
I would rather be a regular in a gas station than a strip club. Because if I'm
I
going to a strip
remember
club twice a day, and they're like, "Hey Pat, what you getting the steak?"
You
you know.
You only eat twice a day? Just
did you see his arm, Camille? And you asked him the question, did you?
But the food is so much better at the strip club. That's the only thing. I'm like, that's real meals.
I'm
but
going
that food
strip
at the strip
club
club is mainly
immediately.
90% of the food at the strip club is always fried. All of it.
But
really?
to hear something about hot dogs and gas stations make the best hot dog. That's
right.
That's where this is coming from.
This is
that's all you want.
Ain't
you
no
can't
hot
get no hot
dogs
dogs at the strip club. You
really?
Right.
You
I
would
get
think
them at
that would be like
they got
an
burgers.
appetizer.
They got burgers, but it's an undiscovered treat at the strip clubs. They have yet to discover that.
What's the strip club menu look like? Are there like appetizers, desserts? Like, is it separated like that?
If
or
you
is
go
it like
to a nice strip club, yeah,
you have apps. They got apps.
Yes.
Yeah.
You get like cheese sticks, fries, onion rings, stuff like that. But every
in
like
DC,
again, everything was in some fry.
In DC, we got nice strip clubs. They be having real nice. They have. Literally DoorDash strip club food before. Okay, I'm ratchet.
That's real? You could do that?
You
can, do
can
that?
Yeah.
So you went.
There was a strip club
no
called
lie, Camille.
Stadium. There was a strip club called Stadium in DC, and it was near my parents' house, and they had good wings.
Can you DoorDash a lap dance?
No. That's a process. That's
priority.
A different app. That's a
priority,
different app.
Please.
That would be a different application.
I want
hey, did we tell y'all about that one time we were in Atlanta? I think me and Kev had a show, and I think Tony had a show, and I met up with Tony and his boys. It was Keenan, Tony, and Brandon Lewis. And Brandon Lewis ordered a salmon salad in the strip club.
That's crazy.
And sat there and ate it at the bar. It just opened up that lid, and that salmon. He was like, "You are scaring the hoes, nigga.
Yeah.
What are you?"
Strip club fish is insane.
It was wild.
That's
wild.
A
that was so good.
Also, who eating hot salmon on a salad is wilting the lettuce as you
now
eat.
You don't like salmon salads?
What?
I mean,
you ain't never had
it.
That is so good to hear.
Salmon salad,
no.
Good.
No,
yeah.
No, give me chicken, grilled chicken. Give me a tuna.
Okay.
I had some tuna on top of the salad.
It's the
but
same
not...
thing. All those are hot meats on top of salad.
No, the tuna,
yeah,
the tuna,
tuna
no,
ain't.
The tuna, man, the tuna ain't. I make the tuna
okay,
at home.
Grilled
I make
chicken.
That.
Okay, that's fine. That's hot.
No, it's not.
But the grilled chicken usually is cut up in chunks. It's
and
not
it's
like
cold.
It was a whole filet on top of this salad.
Sounds good to me.
That nigga
of
ruined
it.
It
does.
Ruined it for everybody. Now everybody's
yeah.
looking at a shaking ass, smelling salmon. That correlation in your brain is terrible.
I just feel like that's so normal in Atlanta to have regular food. Like nobody is batting an eye. Like
it's not about being
salmon
regular
salad.
Food. It's about the fish.
You sold me on that one, bro. You sold me. I was now we're back to the strip club. Okay.
How much is?
But wait,
how,
so hold on. If we have to stay at the strip club to eat, we have to stay at the gas station to eat.
You eat in your car.
Why can't I eat my car at the strip club?
No,
that makes no sense.
No, you gotta be part of the invite. Yeah, it's gotta inconvenience you.
Well, it's
Got an engine.
inconvenience that I gotta go over here and park in this parking lot and
Meg, I don't care. You asked me. I told you what the wizard said.
it's so
We
dumb. That
gotta
don't
tip
make
this.
no sense. You just wanna go to the strip club to hear. Just say that.
I don't
We
even
don't
like the strip club like that. You know I don't. You
We don't
know I
have to
don't.
tip the
Do. You
strippers
was
there. I
right.
seen you at the strip
No, you don't have
club.
to tip. No, you did not. No, you didn't. I would feel
Man, that's
bad
a good
though.
question. Rogue gas station or Atlanta strip club food is a tough one.
Okay, so it doesn't have to be like a LA strip club food is what I'm choosing
Nah,
from.
Atlanta strip club. I need something down south, yo. That sounds, yeah.
Now, here's
Okay,
my
well
other question,
that
because some
changes
of these
it.
gas stations, especially in the south, got like a fried fish chicken spot connected to it.
Rare part,
Is
man.
that
Never.
considered
Yeah,
also
but it
gas
rotates. You
station?
don't get to go to that one all the time. You don't get to go to that one all
But
the
I get to
time.
go to all the best ones. So sometimes it has a connected fried fish spot.
Yeah,
Sometimes it has
sometimes it's that.
Bucky's with
Yeah, sometimes
brisket.
it's Circle K with
But
the
no.
cheeseburger
I'm
and the
with Meg.
foil.
I gotta go to the
You
best.
don't
But
get
then,
all you don't get some of
hold
that
on. Then
Circle
it gotta
K.
be like that at the strip club too,
Oh
then.
yeah. It's a strip club in St. Louis out
Oh
here where I'm at called Rhonda's. And I'm gonna tell you what, every woman
the
in that
old
that I've
ass
seen,
name.
it just it they
So
just look tired,
every
okay?
stripper is 50 and up.
Every stripper looked tired in there. Like you could tell that they last child had a kid and then went to jail and they just stripping for this
Damn.
grandbaby. That's what it looked like.
Grandbabies. Strip
Damn.
club.
Wow.
I feel like I'd make better friends at the strip club. I could see myself being friends with all the strippers and the DJ and stuff. Wait.
Right.
Do they ever be getting like Michelin chefs in the strip club? Is it
That
ever like
food
a
be highly. I
pristine?
remember a long time ago, I went to this strip club in full. In my wait, it wasn't Miami. It was somewhere else. Orlando, somewhere else. It wasn't Miami, but that it was a Cheetah's, and that food was like restaurants,
That's what I'm
like
saying.
four or
Man,
five
strip
star
clubs be
food.
having good food.
It was
You
really
gotta
good.
go to the right strip club.
I ain't never been to no strip club that had a Michelin star though. That's crazy
No,
work right
that's
there.
crazy. That would be fun.
Yeah.
What about like what about like seasonal menu changes? Like how often are they changing their menu up? As often
Gotta
as a
summer
gas station
salad.
change their menu.
The strip clubs ain't changing up their menus, bro. That's they keep low overhead food. That's what that menu is gonna be. Everything is gonna be heated up in that same grease. The only thing they may switch is the keep the chicken and the fries and all that grease separate from the fish grease. But they ain't cooking nothing that ain't going in that grease.
Let me see. Atlanta strip club menus. What should I
What's
look up? Magic
healthier?
City?
No, not
What's
Magic
cleaner,
City.
gas
Magic
or
City
ass?
is
Oh,
Magic. Oh, that's
No,
gas or ass?
Diamonds of Atlanta.
Camille, you just had that just locked and loaded, huh?
I used to live in Atlanta.
Yeah.
This
Where's
is
on
where you
Diamonds? I've been
postman.
outside.
What's the one we
No.
went to that long time
Oh,
ago to here when
not
I was
King of
pregnant?
Diamonds.
That wasn't Blue
Diamonds
Flame,
of
was
Atlanta.
it?
No, that
Blue
was
Flame.
oh, let's start with an O.
Let's see, they got Blue Flame, they got Magic City, they
What?
got
Onyx. It was
Onyx.
Onyx. This
Onyx,
nigga
yeah.
specialized in lobster rolls.
That's what I'm
That's what I'm
saying. The
telling you, the
food be
food be
good.
good with gold
That's what
on
we
it.
trying to tell you. The food is
Oh, that
good.
shit crazy.
So if
Famine
you
Rolls.
into
You
Magic
go in
City
the Ratchet Strip
Kitchen,
Club.
shout out
Wait,
to my
you
girl
go into the
Loma. But
Ratchet Clubs.
look, Magic
Nigga,
City Kitchen
what?
has like highly rated wings. Every year when they do like the little wing test, who got the best wings in Atlanta? Magic City Kitchen is always top two, three. Nigga, there's
Wings and
vegan
still fried
options.
food.
Vegan options is crazy.
That's
Lobster
what I'm
and waffles.
saying.
Lobster and waffles.
That's insane. I've never
Never
heard that
seen that
before.
together. So here, you
I've never
going to
heard those
ratchet
words.
places.
I do be going to ratchet places, Camille. I do like the ratchets.
I
I
like
do like
the
the
this
I
seemed
have a
bougie
special
though.
connection. I got a
You
special
need a
connection to
booty club
ratchets.
food. That's what it be there. I
This
need
is, look
booty
at
food.
gold booty food is crazy. Golden lobster
Booty
roll
food.
for
Crazy.
$100.
I just say they're gonna tax you for that one though. They're gonna tax you for
$100.
the. That's insane. But I mean, if you in there spending it, you got it. You got it.
Strip club.
Lobster and
Strip
waffles.
club here. Put me down for
Wait,
strip club,
what
bro.
is
Would
booty
you?
food though, Brent? What is booty food?
The
At
booty
the
club
booty
food.
club.
The booty club food. That's all it
Food at the
is.
booty club.
What?
But I just would get
What?
so tired. I gotta. Why do I gotta sit in there?
That's.
Go to the gas station and pick the gas station. You can sit in your car and you can listen to your
There's no
harvest back.
tears in the strip club. There's no tears. No one's frowning.
Yes, there was.
There's no
I remember.
frown.
I'll never
What you
forget when
mean
I was
was?
20. Listen, when I was 21, And I went to Atlanta to visit my friends, my homegirl that went to Spelman, and she had like two, three dudes that went to Morehouse, and it was one of the guys' birthday. So she was like, "We're gonna go to the strip club." We went to the strip club. That was my first time being there, okay? And I took my contacts out because I was like, "I don't really want to see this, but I kind of want to go with them." So we went there. This girl, I'll never forget her name. Her name was Lotto. Lotto gets on, like, as in the lottery. She gets on the stage. And she is dancing and she turn around. I didn't know it was her first night, okay? So she turn around, she facing like the curtains. And this old man who was like 80, he walks up to her and he puts his face this close to her butt as she's shaking it, okay?
Oh.
She turns around and realizes this man is looking at her butt. She screamed and ran off the stage. I was like, "What?" And she
She ain't cut out for this.
was like, "How
She
did
ain't
you
cut
do
out for this.
that?"
She
And I
ain't ready
was
for this.
like, couldn't take the heat.
Everybody ain't built for that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody,
You gotta be built for that
she
shit.
was so it
I
was some
was
tears. She was crying.
squeamish.
I was like, "Is that what usually happens?" And my friend was like, "No, girl." I was like, "She was so distraught. Why
Now
doesn't anyone see
wait,
me?" She
was
from
this a
that.
Tuesday? I mean, was this a Monday? Because Monday or Tuesdays is usually like the amateur night.
It might have been. I don't remember. It was
Oh
during the
wait, this was one of the
summer.
strippers?
She sound like an
One of the strippers. I don't know
I
what
thought this was
happened.
your
She
home
was not
girl.
professional.
No. I
Actually.
was with my homegirl and her friends. This was a girl that was just stripping. It was her first night or something. I don't know, but she
Wait, was
was.
it the fact that he was close or the fact that he was looking?
I don't
Or
know.
he was
Or
too close.
did she know him? That was her next door neighbor. I don't know what it was. The girl screamed and a scrum I ain't never hear and before, and she just
Scream to
ran off.
scream.
I was just like,
Rookie.
scream to scream.
Rookie!
Boom.
Like, this is so devastating. Why would any? And then it was just like,
Noob.
and then the DJ gonna be like, "Okay, Lotto gonna be back later." All right. I'm sitting there like, why? Don't let her come back. Like,
Was she
she
good
don't need
before
to be
that?
in here. Save
Where she get
her.
that confidence?
Was she good before that happened? Before the
She
scream?
was fine. She was in there just dancing, shaking her. She seemed like every other girl in there. And then when she turned and looked, I don't know if that was her
That's
uncle
crazy.
or she
You
really
gotta be
ran. I
built. You
don't
gotta be
know.
built for this, baby. You know
There was a nigga in the
what
back with a clipboard scratching shit out. Like, nah.
Not
Hey,
ready.
not
hey,
Lotto.
Pat, look,
Not
I still got
ready.
these, my boy.
Oh gosh, we can't see.
We can't see him.
Oh, the
Put it up.
7-Elevens.
Where'd you get those
Yeah.
from?
I got
Did
them.
you split by 7-Eleven?
Pat got them for me for Christmas one year.
Aw, that's so
Like 3 years
sweet.
ago. They went on a cruise with me. I took them. These were my shower shoes on a cruise.
I went to 7-Eleven and I slipped them 100 and I was like, give me something ridiculous. It's for my buddy. Like, stay right here.
He gave him 100 pesos.
Crazy.
Give us something crazy. All right,
Me
let's put it
something
to a vote,
wacky.
man. What y'all going with? Y'all going with
Strip
the
club. Strip club. Booty
strip club
food.
food, booty
Booty
club
food.
food. Okay,
Give me the booty
Camille.
food.
Strip club for sure. I don't like gas station food.
Wow, you missing out, Shorty.
In LA.
Yeah, you missing
Right. In
out.
the South and in another country, girl. Iceland gas station food was bomb. I ate a
Japan gas
salmon.
station food.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait. Can we do other countries' gas stations? Do
No,
like rotate?
Meg, no,
No.
nigga. You
It's
ain't
over.
driving to Japan or nowhere. Shut
No,
up.
I'm saying what is
No,
in.
no, no,
See,
no.
you made this stupid. I'm gonna just pick
You
gas
made
stations just because
this
your little
stupid.
topic is dumb.
Okay. You're hearing me. That's your stomach.
I don't wanna
Doo-doo
be in the
is.
I don't wanna be in the strip club. Actually, no, I'm gonna pick the strip club and I'm gonna be in there witnessing it.
Tell
Being it.
nobody. You gonna get put
Killing the
out.
vibes.
You gonna have to tell somebody your
Good, because
order
I
and
don't wanna
walk in
be
and
in here.
get
I just
it.
want this food and y'all done made me stay in here eat it. So y'all gonna hear all this Jesus stuff while I'm in here.
Strip club missionary.
In there eating a live octopus and be like, God damn it, Meg. Get your Asian ass out of here.
Repent,
Get
the Lord is near.
your Asian
Happy
ass out
pastor
of
girl, what you doing? I'm gonna be in Bible study on Wednesday. If you're not working, come through.
here. Managers are gonna come over quit scaring the hoes and the customers. What are you
Let me
doing?
leave then eat my food. I don't want to eat
Let
here.
me take my food to go.
You
It's like,
don't
y'all
got to
done.
look at them. You ain't got to look at your plate.
It's like I'm trapped here.
Right, so what you going with, Meg? You said gas station?
Yeah, no, I'm gonna go with the strip club and
Yeah, I knew
witnessing.
your hungry ass would. Pat, what you going with?
Booty food.
Yeah, there it is. Unanimous with the Booty Club food, man. Before we get out of here, we want to thank our special guests, Brent Taylor in the building, Camille Waters, Patrick Cloud with the old school, the OG school crew, and Meg Scoop, as well as, man, I made
Thank
it. I
you.
made it. I made it the whole episode, did so well. And at the end, I just.
Now you had a couple hiccups. We just didn't call you out on it.
Blew a gasket on the way out.
Shout out to the OG squad, Patrick Cloud, Max Coop. I'm to hear more. We'll see y'all next week on another episode of Squadcast versus Peace, guys.
Bye.